Well, America's shale boom and the fracking of that shale to release natural gas is helping create a growing network of natural gas pipelines. With the accompanying protests from local landowners and environmentalists, we've covered a number of demonstrations across the country. But a lot of their anger is directed at the federal agency charged with approving these interstate pipelines, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC. And now, a months-long investigation concludes FERC isn't really set up to address the concerns of pipeline opponents. You might have heard some of this story on Morning Edition. We're going to continue it here with Kristen Lombardi of the Center for Public Integrity. She joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Hi, Kristen.
Thank you for having me.
And we're also joined by Marie Cusick of State Impact Pennsylvania. She's at WITF in Harrisburg, PA. Hi, Marie.
Hi, great to be here.
And start with this agency, FERC, charged with making sure new gas pipelines are in the public interest. But opponents say it's just a rubber stamp for the energy industry. Kristen, you start. You look back over decades of the agency's decisions. What did you find?
Well, let me just step back and explain. The primary reason we began digging into FERC and its record on new gas pipelines is this building boom that's happening today. And when we looked at FERC's pipeline data, we were actually pretty surprised by what we find. We found that in 2015, the number of new major pipeline proposals coming before FERC really soared. There were 11 in all just in 1 year, each meant to move gas from the Appalachian Basin states of Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio up and down the East Coast and across the Midwest, and together they would double the amount of gas that's flowing from this region. Already, FERC has approved 5 of these pipelines. It's on a path to approve the rest, and we wanted to see how typical this is, this near-perfect approval rate. So we examined pipeline cases on file in FERC's electronic library, and we found the agency has only rejected proposed pipelines twice in the past 30 years. That's out of hundreds of projects. On occasion, it has delayed or rescinded approval of projects that don't meet specific conditions, but almost always it does whatever the pipeline companies want. And a lot of this favoritism we found has to do with FERC's very cozy ties to the gas industry. For instance, we looked at where former FERC commissioners go after they leave the agency, and they almost always go to work for energy companies or their law firms or trade groups. 80% of former FERC commissioners went straight to energy companies.
Well, hold on. Marie Cusick, I can hear some people saying, but this is great. Natural gas, so much better than the dirtier oil. What does FERC say about its decisions?
Well, actually, FERC declined our repeated interview requests. They basically said we're a quasi-judicial agency, so we have to be really careful about what we say. We sent them a list of written questions, and they didn't answer a lot of them. They basically said, go read our 20-year-old policy statement. But we talked to a lot of former staffers and commissioners, as many as we could, and all of them basically say, hey, it's not fair to point to that low denial rate, as Kristen mentioned, only 2 pipelines in 30 years. They basically said there's so much time, effort, and money that goes into pipeline planning. These are multi-billion dollar projects that it can take years. So bad projects are inevitably weeded out throughout the whole process. And, you know, basically, though, if a company does what it's supposed to do, if it dots all its I's and crosses all its T's, then generally the commission will approve it. And they say they like to defer to market forces. So they feel like if it's not needed, you know, it won't be built. And they also said the protesters, people who don't like gas, you know, they're at the wrong building. If you don't like gas production, you should go to your state capitol, your state house, because those people regulate gas production.
Well, remind us why people don't like it. It's a flashpoint over climate change, how new pipelines might impact greenhouse gas emissions. You're saying the agency doesn't take that into account?
Not fully, no. I mean, only until very recently did FERC begin to evaluate greenhouse gas emissions from new pipelines. It works on the assumption that these new pipelines are feeding new gas plants, and those new gas plants are replacing old coal plants, and that has a climate benefit. And natural gas does burn cleaner than coal. It gives off half the planet heating carbon dioxide and a fraction of the toxic air emissions. But gas also consists primarily of methane, which is another potent greenhouse gas, and methane leaks throughout the gas supply chain, wells, processing facilities, pipelines, and compressor stations. And environmentalists have been pushing FERC since as far back as 2013 to conduct deeper analyses of greenhouse gas emissions. They worry these new pipelines are going to lock in this infrastructure that's going to keep the country burning yet another fossil fuel for decades. The Obama administration tried very hard to get FERC to consider greenhouse gas emissions released across the system, from the wellhead to the pipeline to the power plant. Obama's EPA argued that FERC has a duty to evaluate a pipeline proposal's climate impacts under federal law. But former FERC commissioners have told us, you know, we don't have this authority. We regulate the pipeline. And they look at this system, this supply chain, very narrowly. And they've said, you know, if you're unhappy, you should ask Congress to broaden our authority.
Well, meanwhile, President Trump says this is a key part of the country's new energy dominance in the global market. But we understand that we're approaching a natural gas glut, the U.S. Producing more than it needs. Does FERC consider this?
Yeah, so basically by next year, we're expected to produce more gas than we consume. It's not really a key consideration for FERC. It can be good for the United States from a geopolitical standpoint, but it's a really hard case to make when someone's backyard is getting torn up through eminent domain for a pipeline, that this stuff really isn't going to be used domestically, and it's going to be shipped to other countries. So the U.S. is using a lot more natural gas and electric power generation, which, as Kristen mentioned, it's a cleaner burning fossil fuel. But again, this whole question of geopolitics, it's really a trade-off. You have to think about people's private property.
Marie Cusick with State Impact Pennsylvania, Kristen Lombardi with the Center for Public Integrity. For more on their months-long investigation into the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, go to herenow.org. Marie, Kristen, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.